Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/AOIS21.
Welcome to It's Not Even Past, a history of the distant present, hosted by Evan Tucker and the production of the AS21 Podcast Network, brought to you by AS21 Audio. This podcast is available on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and audio.as21.com.
Two or three weeks ago, I saw Pan's Labyrinth for the first time in 12 years. Since 2006, it existed in my mind as one of the greatest movies I've ever seen, maybe the best movie since 2000. But on reacquaintance, I wonder if I've underestimated it. It is so good that it exists on the kind of plane to which a once or twice in a generation movie ascends. Citizen Kane, The Godfather, Pan's Labyrinth. It's that great. I've never seen it except in a theater. The first time I saw it, I was an emotional wreck, and when we emerged under the lights, I saw that my friend was even more a wreck than I. The second time I drank to a bunch of friends who all seemed to agree that it was incredible. I made my father see it, and he liked it, but he didn't like it nearly as much as I did, because he didn't think Pan's Labyrinth was realistic. But it always comes back to these questions of real versus not real. Consuming sci-fi and fantasy is a matter of time before audiences begin to cry betrayal over series which obsessed them for years but can't possibly meet all their expectations. The whole point of conceptual fiction is that you can do literally anything with it. And because all manner of series take us through every conceivable narrative permutation, there inevitably comes a point when no trick is left. The author exhausts every possible option, and like in George R.R. Martin, it becomes an arms race of storytelling. So many spectacular scenes going in so many directions that every new scene has to one-up the shock of the last. What is left for the ending? There is no way to tie something that huge all together and create an ending that is both satisfying and surprising. But my biggest distaste with Game of Thrones isn't with the fantasy per se. It's with how fantasy so often panders to an audience's need for overstimulation, and how the need of so many millions like you see in Game of Thrones becomes a narcotic whose requirement they can't help bringing to their real lives, where they seek experiences well beyond what an ordinary life promises. And if they can't find good experiences, they'll pursue bad experiences, like electing fascist presidents or trying to overthrow capitalism forever. I know that's a dubious claim. I don't know if it's any more true than the idea that the insane might get violent ideas from consuming violent video games and movies, or that men will be more likely to treat women badly if they consume media that demeans women. All three notions are simultaneously true and false. But while Game of Thrones became a cautionary tale about fantasy lit's problems, Pan's Labyrinth is an exemplar of its glories. Fantasy's minefields are so easy to step on that when an artist gets it right, the achievement is that much greater, and by using the tools of infinite imagination, the artistic sublimity reverberates that much further into infinity. I don't think it gives anything away to tell the end of Pan's Labyrinth, because the end of the movie is also the beginning. It's not only Ophelia caught in this labyrinth, the Anne Frank-like doomed heroine, it's Captain Vidal, and even more than they, it's us. By the end of the movie, we have no idea what's real and what's fantasy. The movie begins and ends with Ophelia's death in 1944, a year when so many children faced Ophelia's fate. And in Ophelia's final reel, what do we see? Is it the magic of an anthropomorphic supernatural fawn, or of a supernatural being even more powerful? Or is it the imaginings of a dying girl whose brain was always dangerously imaginative? Or is it in the mind of Captain Vidal, caught in the middle of a battle in a drugged state? And is the battle even real, or is he hallucinating? Or is it all of the above and many more, or is it just a movie? A few weeks ago, a particularly provocative acquaintance tried very hard to trap me into drawing parallels between Pan's Labyrinth and our contemporary political world, and this made me deeply uncomfortable. My problem was not with the idea that Pan's Labyrinth is political with contemporary relevance. It obviously is. But the movie is about things far more elemental than politics. It's about how humans require fantasy to come to terms with the world's barbarity. There's no question art is political, but politics are very complicated, and the political aspect of art is just one arm on a Hecatoncheires-like entity with 100 arms or more. Many conservatives allege that art's purpose is beauty. Many progressives allege that art's purpose is empathy. Many think that art's purpose is emotion, and ideologues of all stripes think that art's purpose is its message. The last one is closer to the mark, but because it's closer, it's correspondingly more dangerous in how it simplifies. All four of those concepts are mere tools at art's disposal. The purpose of art is meaning. And artistic meaning is simultaneously universal and very, very personal. Meaning comes to us in an infinity of forms. Forms sensual, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual. It always evolves upon reacquaintance, and the meaning is different for every person. But how you know that a work like Pan's Labyrinth is that great is that it seems to make that stunning impression on so many different people who take so many different meanings from its content. This is art.
Much of what happens, what is discovered now, will of course be secret. We will not be given the full answer.
This has been It's Not Even Past, A History of the Distant Present, hosted by Evan Tucker, a production of the AS21 Podcast Network, and brought to you by AS21 Audio. Find this and other episodes on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/itsnoteven past. That's it for this episode, but we'll be back, because the past isn't dead, it's not even past.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?